This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 27th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Expect clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem tonight, with a mild breeze making it pleasant outdoors. In Haifa, a warm evening continues, while Eilut remains comfortable with clear conditions. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu is heading to Washington, D.C. He seeks agreement with President Trump on Israel's security needs amid differing priorities. Also, coming in now from Walla, the IDF has eliminated Amro Abu Al-Resh. He was involved in the release of an Israeli citizen from Hamas captivity and was advancing terror plans. Also this hour, 24 News reports that Trump warns Iran to negotiate quickly or face resumed strikes. This development adds pressure on Tehran. Separately, Ynet informs us that former intelligence officials say no single attack can dismantle Iran's nuclear program. Tehran has key components to rebuild. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, Jewish groups are condemning the new Labour platform on Israel. Josh Burns maintains that government policy has not changed. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that Trump claims Iran asked the U.S. very nicely to stop recent actions. Al Arabiya English shared a link 24 minutes ago about regional developments. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, made a cryptic remark 32 minutes ago directed at Netanyahu. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's visit to Washington. As reported by the Times of Israel, both Netanyahu and Trump are facing their own electoral challenges. They are expected to discuss Israel's security needs and possibly the Saudi normalization talks. This visit highlights ongoing regional tensions and the importance of U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to the elimination of Amro Abu Al-Resh, Walla reports that this action follows his involvement in freeing an Israeli captive and his ongoing terror activities. This strike comes hours after heightened tensions in the region. It underscores Israel's continued focus on countering threats from Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Meanwhile, President Trump's warning to Iran about resuming strikes if negotiations falter, reported by I-24 News, adds urgency to diplomatic efforts. Iran has faced significant setbacks recently, and this statement puts pressure on Tehran to engage more swiftly in talks. The outcome could shape the future of Middle East diplomacy. Furthermore, Ynet's report on Iran's nuclear program emphasizes the complexity of dismantling it. Despite setbacks, Iran's enriched uranium and advanced technology mean that a single attack is insufficient. This information suggests that any resolution will require a comprehensive diplomatic approach. Finally, the condemnation from Jewish groups over Australia's Labour Party platform on Israel, as noted by the Australian Jewish News, reflects ongoing international scrutiny of Israel-related policies. Despite reassurances from Josh Burns, the situation may influence future diplomatic alignments. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports a Jerusalem Sabich stand is challenging a tax bill, citing assumptions about recipes and food waste. This unique case highlights the complexities of VAT assessment in the food sector. Separately, from Israel Hayom Business, the Seven Stars Mall in Herzliya remains robust a year after opening. The CEO celebrates its unexpected success, defying initial skepticism about its viability. And finally, CTEC reports a decline in international investment promises as Israeli savers withdraw billions from major firms like BlackRock and Fidelity. This shift indicates changing confidence levels among local investors in global markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.